We're going to go international for a number of reasons. Really, our mission, if you go back to the basics, and the mission is to prepare military and civilian leaders to use information technology for strategic advantage. And of course, today, every discussion you have is information assurance, cybersecurity. And we started talking with our students and with countries we'd work with, and they said, hey, you have resident programs, and you've done a few things in other countries, but why don't you consider bringing some of your expertise out into different areas and pulling together the communities that you're dealing with? Because we deal with the private sector, we deal with the government sector, and we deal internationally. I like to call it the three I's. Interagency, international, industrial. So we said, okay, let's take a look at some places in the world that we could work with a partner. And we've conducted courses at the National University of Singapore. So last summer I had discussions with them, and we said, we've had a number of students request us to do something somewhat short of offering offering courses and programs. What about a conference? So that's how the idea was born. And we said, what's the hot topic? And we said, well, it's cyber education, cybersecurity. So that started it. And
This takes place in July, right?
The 13th and 14th of July. And we actually have a very international audience coming into that. First and probably most important, we have His Excellency, the Honorable Aveksso, the Minister of Defense from Estonia. And obviously, there's a country that has dealt with a cyber attack in all aspects, went into the government and other places. So that'll be neat. And then of course, we have other people from the Far East, because this isn't a U.S.-centric conference. We have the chairman of IMPACT. It stands for the International Multilateral Partnership Against Cyber Threats. And it's the world's first comprehensive global partnership against cyber crimes. And it's an organization that's put together in Malaysia. And we have the director of that coming to this conference also. That's Mohad Noor Amin. And he's coming to speak, so he should bring a broad range of experience, because he's been working with a number of different countries in this area. And then you come in, like, we have Don Proctor, from Senior Vice President from Cisco, George Kurtz, the Chief Technology Officer from McAfee's coming in, and we're working with AFSCME on this too. Kent Snyder and John Dubia are working very closely with us and helping sponsor this for us.
Could you talk to me a bit about how important it is to have a global collaboration when it comes to cybersecurity? And are conferences like this one unusual or rare, and why that would be?
Well, let me go back to conferences. There's a number of conferences, as you know, in this country. And it's like cloud computing maybe 18 months ago. And even now, you know, that was the big topic here. Cyber is the big thing now. But, you know, we've talked about this, but it really is the concept of one world out there. And what we need to do is draw these different communities together internationally, because everything's so interdependent now. You take the supply chain, and no longer can you secure your system. It's no longer a perimeter security. You have to build security into systems. And the supply chain goes through many countries and through many companies. And if we don't start working together, in fact, if you look at the testimony that General Alexander had with the Senate here recently, what did he talk about? He talked about partnerships, and both internationally and with industry, and we've been talking that for a long time. But cyber education is severely lacking right now. And we've kind of been in that. A lot of people are moving into that business, but we've been in it for a long time. And you need the awareness of the education on awareness and what the rules are and what the tools are that are available. So basically, we're going to start a roadshow, and we're going to do this around the world.
So is the interest of the National Defense University and the iCollege, is your guys' interest in helping, putting essentially government folks, federal government folks, together and getting a conversation going so you see problems from a different angle?
Exactly, because there's different perspectives. We tend to sit in the United States, and you know, we're country-specific, as anybody else is, or you're company-specific. But if you talk to these companies that are global, every country has different security rules. They have different compliance rules. And the companies are global. They're not serving one country or another country. They're global businesses. So we have to get some kind of dialogue going with the countries and with the companies and reach some basis, because the threat to all of us, whether it's identity management, whether it's security of the system, a financial system, whether it's parochial information that's unique to that company that it's trying to protect, we have to get systems that we know are secure. And as Dave Winogrand likes to say, we need, putting two words together, we need collaboration, but we need secure collaboration. Yeah. We need secure data sharing. So this is one way to do it, and we're kind of uniquely positioned to do it. We're non-political, so we can provide an academic environment to discuss these things. And our reach is pretty global based on our students and the people that we know and the people that we deal with.
You mentioned that it is important that you be non-political. Can you speak to that just a little bit? Because looking at the list, there are some people, a lot of military presence there. And for these other countries, they might be a little more political, you know?
Well, they could be. In fact, the issue of China came up with a few companies, and I won't mention which companies, but the question is, can Chinese attend this? And our answer was certainly. China is obviously a big player in the world economy and in the cyber area, and we need to discuss things. We can't ignore the fact that they are a player. So you can't exclude countries or people from coming. And I've never found in my life that dialogue is bad. So that's what we want to go. But yes, there are some political waves that come across this. We're not trying to set policy. We've had questions from different entities within the federal government, like, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? But we're working through the combatant commands. We're working through PACOM in this case, and they know exactly what we're doing. We're working with different government agencies. We're working with the embassies, both the U.S. Embassy desk officers and with the other countries also.
Slightly different note, iCollege is a new branding, new name. What is an iCollege?
IRMC, Information Resources Management College, was a big mouthful. And I think people looked at us as a technical school, and we're not really a technical school. We know technology. However, we're more about information. So the I puts the emphasis on information, but it also puts it on innovation. And then if you go back to the three communities that I talked about, industry, international, and interagency, you have the iCollege. Kind of pulls it all together for us. And it's really caught on. It's amazing how many people are calling me up and talking to me about this now.
Well, it's easy to say iCollege as opposed to NDU, IRM, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Now, I'd also add that this is just the first of many. We're also going to put on a conference that's actually going to be at National Defense University on 9 November on social media and cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. And then we're probably going to do one in Europe. That one has been kind of undecided now. And then in late January, early February of 2011, we're doing critical infrastructure protection, and that's going to be in Dubai for the Middle East countries.
Wow.
So it's ambitious, and it's certainly challenging to my staff, because you have to start establishing some relationships with countries and academic institutions that we may not have worked with in the past.
But I'm guessing you learned things as a result of that that you didn't even know about.
That's a fascinating question, and that's true. You can go and be on a panel. You can speak somewhere. But when you put on a conference, you become intimately involved with the people and the different speakers. And the worlds that it opens to you are really unbelievable. Just knowledge, connections, a number of things that you you never get if you just speak at the conference. So that's why we're taking it on. And obviously, everything we pick up, we bring back here to our courses that are our resident courses and our distributed learning courses here.